The exhibition and the tour that I've been on this morning, it's been extended because it's so popular. Can you explain for the listener what exactly it is?
Well, thank you very much, first of all, for visiting the Royal School of Needlework and Five Coronations display, which is here at the wonderful Hampton Court Palace. Yes, the display, as I say, is about the five coronations and bringing it to life behind the scenes for people. The Royal School of Needlework was founded in 1872, and actually we've worked on every coronation throughout those years, starting with the coronation of Edward VII in 1902 all the way through to the current coronation that we had in May of King Charles and Queen Camilla. And the display includes a wonderful talk to give details of the work that we have done and bring it to life, and includes many pieces from our archive and collection, ranging from a wonderful little memory jar that was donated to us. A lady who had worked on this pot had kept all of the cuttings and some few little gold threads and things from the work that had been done on the coronation robes of Edward VII and Queen Alexandra. Also butterfly brooches which had been made, and a whole different range of pieces that really bring the coronations to life.
It was really fascinating, actually, to see Catherine embroidering. Is that the process that would have been done when creating the garments for the coronation?
Yes, so we at the Royal School of Needlework, we continue to do the traditional art of hand embroidery and practice the traditional art. So that means we work on wooden slate frames, and we use our needle and thread to actually stitch these different pieces. There are many different techniques that we use. Gold work is a technique that is used very much for many different coronations. And Catherine Saunders, who is a member of our RSN Embroidery Studio, who you saw today as part of the exhibition, she was working on a sampler, which actually then shows the work that was done for Queen Camilla's robe of state. And yes, she was working very much, you know, it's hand embroidery and bringing these pieces together for with gold work, embroidery and gold work thread.
And at a time where we're using machinery for so much, it's really important, isn't it, to keep the tradition? And I guess that's what makes studying with the RSN so unique.
Well, actually, it's one of the reasons we were founded, was to keep the art of hand embroidery alive. And that is what we continue to practice. We teach the art of hand embroidery, and we continue to practice it. And all of the pieces that we did for the coronation were done by hand. One of the pieces, the anointing screen, was a huge collaboration with many different parties involved, and one of those actually was a company called Digitech, who did the machine embroidery, and then we actually added elements of hand embroidery on top of that for the anointing screen.
And it was mentioned that you didn't know at first how many pieces you might have to be doing, and then I think it was nine that you ended up.
Yes.
In quite a short amount of time, what was that like, working on nine pieces instead of maybe one?
An absolute privilege and an absolute honour. We have a team of people that we can draw upon when we have big projects and we have deadlines, and we have various different tutors that can help us and work with us, and obviously our members of our embroidery studio. And the way that we work, we're all trained to a very high standard, and we're all trained in the same way, and we all work collaboratively. So if one person gets up from the wooden frames that we use, another person can sit in their place and they will continue stitching, and it will look like the work of one.
That was going to be my next question, because that's an amazing fact that everyone is trained to exactly the same ability, and so you wouldn't know that it's been done by a different person.
And trained in the same way. So how we work actually is we have one hand on top of the frame and we have one hand underneath, and it's that precision as well that we have, and the techniques that we use and the way that we do it enables us to actually look, as I say, the work of one person.
King Charles's coronation robe, it was said in the talk that it probably wouldn't be able to be used again because of the condition that it's in. What happens if there is something like that that's in a very fragile condition, but the king did very much want to use it?
So our embroidery studio will work on many different pieces for conservation and restoration. And the king's robe, yes, he wanted to reuse the robe. This actually belongs to the Royal Collection Trust. So we were able to give help and consent preserve it so that it was able to be worn. But you know, textiles, they can be very delicate and they can be very fragile over time, but we were able to conserve and His Majesty was able to wear it as he wished.
And so for people who want to come to the exhibition, I know that it's been extended, but places still limited. So what's the best way to go about getting a ticket?
So yes, the exhibition has been extended now till May of 2024. It is in our embroidery studio, so it is sort of behind the rope, if you like, at Hampton Court Palace. So we do open it on set days because it is a working room, but there are the availability is on our website, which is royal-needlework.org.uk, and people can check there for the dates and they can book online.